This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I've got a couple stories about my childhood growing up. So I've descended from many generations that have a special gift, per se, on my mother's side, and I've always been a believer in the things unseen. My whole family is sensitive to things. I actually had a great-great-grandmother that could literally move something with her mind. We all have dreams about things before they happen, so that's kind of cool. We can always prepare. but we've had ghosts and spirits or entities or whatever they're called follow us from house to house. So, for example, we lived in Mount Morris, Michigan. We lived in an old rundown house that was built in the late 1800s by my dad's grandfather. It was built before there was bathrooms. It had newspaper as insulation. I mean, it was old and it was run down and it was like a 4-room shack. So anyway, it was free rent. So we lived there. Anyway, my dad's grandfather passed away when he was really little. So my mom never got to know him, but the first night that she stayed there, she had a dream of a man sitting in the basement. Woke up the next day, described what he looked like. My dad was shocked because not only was that his grandfather, but he had the exact same dream. Same house. My mom was woken up in the middle of the night by someone knocking on her bedroom door, told them to come in. Nobody came in. It happened a couple more times after that same night, and nobody came in. So she finally got up. She was frustrated. She got up to go check on us or to answer the door, and no one was there. She came in there to check on us, and by us, I mean me and my two younger sisters, and we were all asleep. So we ended up moving to Tennessee in 1991. We were renting an A-frame house that was a former restaurant, of all things, and this house was a three-bedroom, three-story. So the third story was an attic that had regular house windows in it. The second story had a balcony, and then it had my sister's room, my bedroom, and a playroom. And then the master bedroom was an add-on that was just pure stucco, no windows, and it was downstairs on the first floor. Now, my mom, she would hear little kids whispering and giggling when she was home alone. And several times they woke her up from a nap, and she thought that we were all home from school or something. And so she would call out our names, and then they would stop. Now, for me, I would walk into my bedroom, and I heard footsteps upstairs walking in the attic. I mean, it sounded like a man with construction boots on, just one foot after another. And there was nobody up there. Now, my sisters had twin bunk beds out there. So we went up to the top of the stairs to the second story. It was a large open room, and that was their bedroom. There was a balcony that was out there or in that room. There was a rope that hung from that third story attic window down to the balcony, and that rope would just swing like somebody was playing on it, even when there wasn't any wind. And we would hear people walking from the bottom of the stairs all the way up to the top of the stairs. Nobody was there. The stairs were creaky, so, you know, we were older. So nobody was there then. The whole family one time was standing outside, and we seen a figure of some sort. It kind of looked like a little girl. In the attic window looking at us as we were standing out in the driveway. So my dad went upstairs and into the attic, and nothing was there then either. And a bunch of other little things that happened in that house, but the freakiest one that happened in the house was my baby sister at the time was 4 years old, and she had woken up middle of the night because she was scared because we had a cat. He was an orange cat. He had orange eyes. And she said that his name was Billy Bob. She said Billy Bob's eyes were watching her. So she crawled out of her bed, went downstairs, went to my parents' room, got in bed with them. Well, she told my mom what had happened. She said Billy Bob's eyes are watching me. And they were down there in my mom's room they guess they followed her. And my mom had seen them, and my mom just thought that it was like a light reflecting off of Billy Bob's eyes. Well, and, you know, she was real sleepy or whatever, and she woke up the next day and realized, you know, hey, my room doesn't have any light in it. It doesn't have any windows. There's no way this cat's eyes can be glowing or reflecting from light. So something was watching them. A year later, we ended up moving from that house. We were renting it, and we were building a house at the same time. So the house that we had built, my parents still live in it now. And not a whole lot of things have happened, you know, considering, I say a whole lot. It probably would scare somebody else when you've kind of grown up with stuff. After a while, you become numb to it. Some of the things that would happen in my parents' house now is my sister, the one that was 4 years old, she has seen a dog running from her bedroom, chased it out into the hallway, and it vanished into the kitchen table, like under it. She also seen a floating hand that was pointing at her with its finger. Nothing else, no arm or nothing, just a hand. My mom, when she was praying in her bedroom, she would hear something knocking on her bedroom exterior wall, and she's on the second story. Excuse me. And for me, what I had seen, I was probably about 15 years old. I was laying in bed, and there was these black things that was coming off the walls, like shadows or blobs almost. It looked like the walls were sort of melting. And as they were melting and they were coming towards me as I was laying in bed, these green things, like little balls, neon green balls, they weren't super bright, but they were coming in front and kind of protecting me or stopping these black things. So I just pulled the covers up over my head and went to sleep. Well, the next night I called my sister in there, and she slept in my bed with me, and she's seen them as well. So that only happened those two nights for me, but that was enough. I mean, other things have happened to you, know, like shadows or, you know, sounds, car doors or doors slamming in the house. But like I said, you kind of get numb to stuff after a while, and those become the little petty things. So thank you so much for listening. I do have another story that I'd like to share. But I'll save that one for another day. It's a little longer. It's about a personal encounter that I had.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at PlayMCD.com for full details and AMOE.PlayMCD.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.